At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
We now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Don't forget, tomorrow is Suppressor Fest at Charco's Tactical. If you still don't have a suppressor, you probably need to get one. Do you have anything with a suppressor?
I don't know. Remember we went there and I couldn't get anything?
Yeah, you gotta get stuff sent up to New Hampshire.
I think I'm selling Buffalo. There you go.
You all right?
No, I mean, that place, I was so overwhelmed when you took me down there. I was like, I wanted to buy everything. And I couldn't buy anything. But I am getting my gun license in New York.
Oh.
Filled out the forms. Oh. I'm going to get my gun license. As soon as I get my gun license, then I'll be able to get stuff down here.
When you used to... In order to get a silencer or a suppressor for your gun, mm-hmm. you'd have to go in, you'd have to apply for a federal tax stamp, yeah. and it would take, they'd say it'll take some waiting time, you gotta wait for the government. It took me 12 months to get the first one, 8 months to get the second one.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Now they fixed it up where you can get it in 3 to 6 days. So if you want to get a suppressor tomorrow, there'll be extra employees on hand at Charco's Tactical to help fill out the paperwork and get it done and quicker. And now the turnaround time being 3 to 6 days is insane. So Saturday, is Suppressor Fest at Shark Coast Tactical. The shop is open, Sling and Freedom, from 10 to 6 daily. Closed on Sunday and open online 24/7 at sharkcoasttactical.com. They're on Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota. You look for them on social media. Stop in there for Suppressor Day tomorrow and tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. Tara Canastracy is here with us. She is in town this weekend. It's good to see you. Ironically, last time you were here, Bobby was also here in town.
Bobby and I were together last time.
Yeah.
Not
what
like
did you
that.
Do? No. We were here. You're doing a show together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was joking.
Clarification.
Yes.
Now, not that I didn't think this before, but what did you do? You look hotter today.
I probably just have a little bit of makeup on.
How do you say
is that?
That
how
to
much? It's okay. I'll take. Could I look hotter than the night you saw me? Maybe I was like dying the last time we were here too. I was sick.
I was dying the last time that we were together. So
On stage,
yeah. Can I just tell you something? I never, you can put me up on a stage in front of 10,000 people. I don't have any fear or anything like that. And I'll make it through my 5 minutes. I was the worst. I was on a wobbly table.
It was a different circumstance.
With cigar smoke filling my lungs. I just was totally out of sorts for me. And I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Buddy, I barely made it out of
alive. Yeah.
I mean, every time I moved, the stage would like wobble.
Right.
But it felt like it was going to give away. So I couldn't move. So it like hampered everything. Plus the guy who was drunk who tried to pee behind the bar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He got kicked out.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't know whether you heard about him because wasn't he laying on the bathroom floor or something?
Yeah. So I was sitting there during your set.
The guy that you were talking to.
My favorite line came from there, but yeah.
From him. What did he say?
I forgot. I said, look, he looked like he gave up resolutions in the 80s or something. He was gone.
Yeah.
Plastered. Yeah.
At one point, he was in the bathroom on the floor and there were cops there. And I was like, all right, this is how this is ending. Yeah. But that was a good idea. That was a good deal at the cigar bar. If
you know what? It was a cool event. Bobby and I did those like a year prior, and they just really are cool events.
Yeah, I know. I think the place is great, and the event was a great idea.
We've done two of them that she put together, and they were awesome. Cigar people are the best crowds in the world because they'll let you get away with anything.
Yeah.
And they're smoking. For me, it's the best, but that one was a little... It was a little weird.
It was weird, but I
felt bad too because I invited Abby from Mayer's Jewelers.
Uh-huh.
She came, she's a friend, come and see me, and she saw me there. And then when I got off, she was gone.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I was like,
left early.
I was like, I'm never going to be invited to Mayer's again. You know what I mean?
How was it?
It was good.
No, but you thought it was good, right?
It was.
Why are you, did you like it? Did you have a good time?
Yeah,
no, I had a leaf early.
That's
the exact. I think I left my oven on. I don't know.
That's the exact voice.
Yeah, you're up there and Had the microphone?
Did you like that one joke that I did?
All of them.
It actually was, it was way better to other people than it was probably to us. We definitely hated it more.
Well, several of our listeners were there and they had a great time.
Yeah. Everybody else raved, but we just all wanted to.
Anyway, Tara is here. Now you are going to be at Sidesplitters in, you're there the whole weekend?
Yeah, I'll be there. No, headlining Saturday evening and Sunday, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
15, yeah.
Okay. Those are just to show those are what you're doing. Okay. On Saturday and on Sunday. Sidesplitters, of course, right near us, right up the block here. But we will be in Port Charlotte, the opposite ends of the world.
We'll be rocking it down in Port Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
I love it. And then you'll be up here rocking it at Sidesplitters. I don't know how to say it.
You're going to be where Vasani's?
Vasani's, yeah. I love it. I love that club.
I love that she said, you're going to be at Vasani's correctly, and you go, yeah, Vasani's.
Yeah.
Vasani's. Yeah.
Vasani.
No,
there's no R there.
No.
No. And it's not an O.
I'll be at Versace this weekend. Are we going to do the... Remember the last time we went, though, maybe two times ago, we both did deprivation tanks.
Yeah.
We were floating in water. He was such a jerk.
Why?
Because I was trying to, I put on like affirmation. You can put affirmation. And I went totally black.
Let me explain to everybody. You know what this is?
No.
This is a room that you go in. It's like a spa. Okay. You go in, you lock the door. They have a pool, like a big jacuzzi built into the
ground.
Is that
the right word? What was the word I used?
It is a deprivation, but it's not like a chamber. It's just a room with like a little jacuzzi.
But there's so much salt water in the thing that you float. You just float. So if you shut all the lights out and you can put certain music, I literally went to space. It feels like you're floating in space. It's crazy.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And then you're supposed to, you know, think about thoughts and all this stuff and cleanse your brain and all that. And I laid there, fell asleep for a minute, thought about summer camp for a little bit. I don't know. I was just getting bored. Got up, took a shower. This guy goes in the room and puts on affirmations to tell him how great he is while he's in there. I mean,
that is not an affirmation.
Yes, it is. You can do it, Bob. You're the best Bob in the whole world.
Oh, man.
But you can hear him walking by going, it ain't working.
It was, I don't know.
It's just like peace of mind, or is it like other benefits, like it's anti-inflammatory and all that other stuff?
No. I don't know. Everything says that. Yeah, my ankles are still swollen, so who knows? From a cheeseburger I ate 12 years ago. Yeah, it's supposed to be like, peaceful, and you kind of cleanse your, whatever.
Boo, I was my biggest at the time, but me and him did that, and then we went out and we bought all kinds of healthy little snacks because, they have those healthy yoga snacks. And we're like, let's do that. And then, of course, we went and had lunch right after that.
I subscribed for about all of 5 minutes.
I mean, if I'm into that kind of lifestyle, it's great. But
it's a great spa.
Yeah, yeah. They got a nice little spa there.
We did a salt room.
Yeah.
You ever do one of those?
Yep, I've done a salt room.
So I don't know. We were supposed to just sit in there annoyed because we can't be next to each other quiet for more than a couple minutes.
No, we're supposed to be in there and breathe, and we're in there just looking at the walls going, I don't know, you think this is doing anything?
Yes. I don't know what a salt room is, but I guess it did something.
I don't know.
Yeah, we had a good time, man.
I don't know, but I don't want my wife to go there because the next thing you know, we'll be putting salt bricks in our bathrooms. Building a room in the other
end. The pink ones.
Yeah. Now, Tara does a lot of stuff on social media. Have you been out with the Italian words lately?
I've done them. I'm doing the New York Italian phrases now.
Phrases?
Say, yeah, phrases. Like things your mother would say to you, like hold your horses.
You're a loser. Things. You're fat. Your dad's not coming
back.
Not
your mother.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. Therapy session.
What else? Because I did see one the other day that I was like, 100%.
From here to kingdom come.
I'll beat your ass from here to kingdom come.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And you still doing the podcast?
I'm still doing the podcast with Chaz. I did it before I left for Tampa.
Yeah. What does he talk about every week? What do you guys get into?
People will like phone in questions or email questions, I should say. We have guests on sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he seems like the guy that, like after three, he's like, all right, I'm done with this. Yeah. He just seems short tempered.
Believe it or not, if we can record, sometimes we have to record in advance because I've been in LA for like 3 months.
Right.
And he'll like, let's do four today. And he just goes one after the other. Like,
really?
He has all the energy,
Holy Christ. What are you doing in LA?
I just went out there for a couple months just to like work the clubs.
Yeah. I was
get
there.
A difference. I needed to change it.
She's the hardest working, like one of the like the, as a new comics, one of the hardest working comics.
What do you like the best in LA, club wise?
I like the Ice House in Pasadena. Believe it or not.
Yeah. What about, did you do the Hollywood Improv?
I did.
Did you go upstairs into the green room where you have to crawl under the wall to get the other side?
Yeah.
Is that the most insane thing you'll ever see?
Not for me.
Yeah.
What do you mean not for you?
Now.
Yeah, but still, dude, I'm almost 6'3". I went underneath that thing and my back hit and I got stuck in the middle and panicked for a second. I mean, you can always drop to your belly and go under like a soldier.
That used to be the offices. Before the improvs were like everywhere and the biggest thing and Levity and all that
right.
stuff. That used to be the offices. So I think Robert Hartman is the owner of all the improvs. And he used to be up there. And he's, you know, the big guy. And Aaron, who I love, who booked all the improvs. I went there one day to get something, a check from Aaron. Whatever. He was there and he came out, you know, the owner of the improvs, blah, 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 big guy. And I don't know why. I just walked up and... like held him.
What do you mean?
He came at me like he wanted a hug.
Yeah.
He was just coming at me to shake my hand.
And you reached out and hugged him?
I just grabbed him and held him. And then I was like, I'm hugging you. and then I was like, guys, take care. And I left. I'm like, I called Dawn. I'm like, I just hugged him. She's like, who? I'm like, the owner of the improv. She's like, why? I'm like, I don't know. He was going in for a hug. I thought, but he was going in for a handshake. But the last minute, I just grabbed him and held him. And I held him. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like, oh, wow. It was so... I actually apologized years later. I saw him. I'm sorry for that hug.
He's did like, he remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Really?
Yeah, he did remember. He's like, no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. So it did bug him.
That's crazy. Yeah. You go out with the boyfriend, the husband? What do you have? I don't remember. I met him last time.
I have a husband, yeah.
Husband. And he goes out to L.A. with you?
No, I've been going by myself. Yeah, and I've been going for like 10 days since. I've been gone from like February.
And do you think he loves that? Or do you think he misses you?
No, I don't. Think he misses me.
Because you're Italian. You probably take care of him.
Let me tell you, before I left for Tampa, I had like 4 breakfasts out. I had a whole thing for lunch, directions, dinners in the fridge.
That's so funny. I was watching an old episode of The Sopranos the other day. It's when Bobby's wife dies and they open the freezer and everybody's bringing over food just for him to store. And he opens it up and he had his wife's. That was a last ziti.
Yeah, he didn't want to eat it. Told Janice that.
Yeah.
She made him, yeah.
Have you rewatched The Sopranos?
So I just rewatched it.
Yeah.
Because my husband had never seen it.
How is that? I know, my brother-in-law is the same way. Like, he watches all the cool shows and he goes, I just watched The Sopranos. How did he pass that up, especially with you?
Let me tell you something. It hits differently when you, for at least for me as a woman 20 years later. I like resonated with Carmella in ways I've never. Like,
oh, really?
You know, I looked at her so differently then. Now I'm like, I feel you.
Yeah. You related to Meadow the first time you watched it and
Carmella
the second?
Yeah, Carmella the second. Funny. They actually just did, they're doing a documentary.
On the show?
Yeah, on the show. I think it comes out in Tribeca next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was one of the most amazing television experiences. Even I watch it now, some of it's kind of silly, but those characters and the idea of Pauly Walnuts.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met him?
I don't know if I ever met Tony Sirico.
I spent a little time with him one day, and I know why he's such a good actor, because he's the same person in real life. Like, he's that guy.
Which is really hard to do on camera, be yourself.
Yeah, that's what they say. I remember when Howard was filming his movie, everybody told him that it was the hardest thing that was to play himself, which seems like it'd be easier. But this guy, was just that Pauly Walnuts face that he makes with the eyes and all that, that's impossible to come up with if you're, I don't know. He's just, I don't know if he gets enough credit. That's
great. Authenticity of it. The same with Bronx Tale. Like, some characters, De Niro just went, like, Mush was really the Mush. Like,
oh, really?
He was like, there's nobody else that can play this guy but this guy.
The Mush, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if they know, like, I mean, Chaz probably knows because we brought it up to him, too, and we had him on about how Nice Can't Leave is the takeaway line from that movie for everything, for every situation. It comes up. But the same thing on Mush. Whenever I'm doing anything and I'm losing, I yell, "Come on, Kryptonite!" You know, just from that movie.
Right.
That scene is just is great. It's great, and that whole story about him hanging on to that is the best part about it. Not willing to give it up.
Yeah, absolutely. He actually just did it premieres also in Tribeca. I'm going Thursday. the world premiere of the A Bronx Tale, the one-man show.
Yeah.
It's a film now.
Oh, really? Good, because I never, for some reason, it's been here a couple of times, and I've never been in town to go see it.
It's still two different experiences. Did you like the one-man show?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was like second row. He spits a lot.
He says that, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Chaz spits.
He gets a little juicy.
He gets a little juicy.
He plays every character.
Plays everything. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and to think about it, I mean, I can't even imagine. It's so funny. I think they're doing a deprivation tank on TV right now. How weird is that?
That's an ice water. That's an ice plunge.
All right. You could have made me feel good for a second.
It's a new deprivation tank that they have.
Thank you,
fantastic,
Bob. That's all you have to do.
We should get you one.
I can't. Have you ever done that?
No. Ice plunge? I try to do the cryotherapy. Yeah. It lasted maybe 20 seconds. I said, get me out.
I did the cryo. Mm-mm. I don't mind that. I go in there and I was like, I'm not going to make it. And the next thing you know, I go, all right, I got 2 minutes left and I can do it. But there's no way I think I can get in that cold water. I'm way too much of a pussy for that.
Why would your house is an ice plunge? Why would it affect you?
Seriously, if we go in the pool and the pool is 85 degrees, I'm like, yee, it's a little nippy in here. I mean, it just gets, I'm too sensitive for that.
I like it. I like it. I did it. I go in the lake in the summer.
No.
I go take a nice walk and then dive right into the lake.
You know what I say to that? Skivats. There's no way I'm putting my feet in the bottom of
that
lake.
That's a word. That's a word.
That is a
word.
One
of my words, skivats.
Yeah. There's no way I'm letting my feet touch the bottom of that lake.
Dude, it's sand.
It's not sand.
It's sand.
It's dirty mud.
I will bet you $1,000 if you come up to the lake this summer, it's sand. Like
it may be, but it's just gross to me. It's brown water sand, and it doesn't make it seem like it's enjoyable.
It's not brown water sand.
And I've lived here too long. Everything with water has alligators in it. I don't want to take any chances.
There's no alligators in New Hampshire.
I know. I'm just saying. There's something in there I'm not going to enjoy.
Yeah, a perch.
Yeah.
So what?
I don't need a perch nipping at my knees.
Nobody's going to nip at your knees unless you have food on them.
You never know. I'm looking forward to being out with you this weekend, but also I think that I wouldn't be mad if I was stuck here in Tampa.
I think this is the last time I'm playing Tampa for a while.
You were just here.
We've been to Sarasota, Tampa, Versani's, and then I don't think I'm going to be playing here for a year and a half.
Well, Florida in general, I mean?
Yeah.
You're here in August for the cruise.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
April.
What's that?
Our show does a cruise every year.
April.
What did I say?
August.
Oh, man. So you won't be here for like a year.
Thank God he's here. People will be buying tickets in August.
The show does a cruise every year. And every year we try to bring somebody with us. And Bobby's coming on the cruise this year.
Yeah.
And third?
It's the funnest cruise. I've been on a few of the comedy cruises.
Yeah.
It's the funnest one.
Because we have real listeners that are coming. Like, it's hard to explain.
But it's fun in the, like, even like when we were going in to eat, you know, all the fans are in the dining room in our section.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. When we were walking through that one time and I'd walk in, Bobo.
Yeah.
That was just wild.
It's designed for us to be associated with the listeners, not to be hidden from them, you know? So
it's so nice for them.
Well, yeah, but all, you know, honestly, it's good for us too because we never get to see these people. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're listening and we know that they're out there, but we don't get to know who any of them are. Mm-hmm. So we get to spend a couple of days on the water with them, bring a comedian with us or a band or something.
Are you bringing somebody else?
I don't know. We're working on it.
Okay.
I think we're going to do that. We're working on it this year.
You feel like you're not enough?
Well, I do feel that way inside all the time. If that's what you're asking my internal thoughts every day.
By the way, not only best one, original one. Now everybody does a cruise. We've been doing it 18 years. No, like every wrestler, every band, every comedian, every podcast has a cruise now.
This is why your cruise is the best. Because when you do these other cruises, they go up to their little special place and they don't come down.
Yeah.
I get it. But I remember I came out one night, I think it was at like 1 a.m. You guys were all had instruments.
Yeah.
All the fans were around. People were drunk, partying, having a good time. And you were just singing songs with the fan. Remember that?
You know, when I went on Bert's cruise, there was security outside my room 24 hours.
They
was
like, let us in?
What are you stopping? The first time we got off the elevator, like, you're not supposed to be on this floor. I'm like, well, that's my room, so it'd be hard to get there. that was the thing. There was security everywhere, and you couldn't do it. I mean, obviously, they had a lot of people there, but this is not our deal. We're there right in the middle of the whole roost, hanging out with the people.
Blast.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I feel really bad now that it's not in August. I was really looking forward to going on the cruise.
Yeah, so I'm not coming for a year.
I know. Well, see you in April next year. I know the show's coming up on an end. I want to make sure everybody knows. Tara, tell me again. You're at Side Splitters this weekend.
In Tampa, Saturday night and Sunday.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm actually going to be with Vic DiBattista.
Oh, but you're there. Yeah. So, and so Vic is there tonight and tomorrow in the early show. He doesn't do the late show?
No. It'll just be me on the late show and then me on Sunday alone.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, she went up in front of a crowd of dudes at the Lyceum Club.
Lyceum
Boys Club in Tarrytown. It's just dudes. It's a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
Old school. And it's just all men. And she went up and killed it. Oh. Killed it. So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, in front of all those guys, plumbers and all that.
What made you decide to do this? To do comedy?
With the cigar? Oh, comedy in general? I just always wanted to.
You always wanted to be a comedian.
No, I always loved comedy. And then I think when I saw it, like, I think it was like the last Comic Standing came out. I was like so excited to watch it. And then it was like bothering me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this? Because I love watching people do their thing and try, you know, reach for their, I love all that. And then I was like getting bitter about it. And I was like, well, that's not like me.
Yeah. And so how long have you been doing it?
11 years.
Holy cow. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, I knew it was coming. Go see Tara. She'll be at Side Splitters this weekend, headlining on Saturday and Sunday. Go check her out, 960-1197 or sidesplitterscomedy.com. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
For having me.
We are headed out to Visani in Port Charlotte, three counties and three comedy club zones away from here.
Yeah.
We'll be out there as well.
Yeah.
For all you Fort Myers, Port Charlotte people, Punta Gorda.
Any swingers, come on out.
They'll be there. You don't even have to invite them. They'll be there.
That's true. We're not swinging.
No, we're not swinging, but I wouldn't, you know, a husband would want to watch.
Yeah.
I'll
let you sit in the corner.
No, not us two.
Me and they're going to watch you two?
Yeah, me. Hey, if you want to watch me and Mike go at it.
Gross.
You want to watch me like I'm on an upside down canoe?
Galvin, where are you going to be this afternoon?
I am going to be out at Game Day Men's Health over on Eisenhower from noon until 2. So stop on by. You can get your T levels checked. Do it right there. Ooh, and I have a bunch of tickets to give away and all kind of bone gear and all kind of stuff.
I would love to do that.
And check your T levels. Come here. I'll check them right now.
All right. It's hot.
Check us out on Instagram at the Mike Calta Show. The store is open, caltastore.com, for all your merchandise needs.
Where's my shirt?
Oh, relax. Don't say it like that.
Sorry. Hey, watch this. Hey, Mike, can I get a shirt?
It's special. Yeah, whatever you need.
Thanks, buddy.
Monday, we will be back. Short week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're off Thursday and Friday. Make sure you join us. I don't know what we have planned. I don't know nothing. Spanish is not here. Gio is not here. I'm falling apart today.
I'm here, Michael.
Thank you, Joe. That doesn't help me at all.
Cruise in August.
What do we have next week? Anything I need to know about? No. Well, then, what good are you? We'll see you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend. Goodbye.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.